Okay, see you Friday night. Oh, and if you hit any armadillos this time, don't feel like you have to show me. Hey, guess what? Meemaw and Grandpa are driving down from Muleshoe to spend the weekend with us.
Oh, cool. Great.
Great!
They're stopping by on their way to the valley. They're going dove hunting for their 46th anniversary.
How romantic to celebrate a long, happy marriage by killing birds.
All right, this is the first time your grandparents have come down since your father moved out. So I want everybody to be in your best behavior to show them how well we're getting along.
In other words, lie.
Yeah. Cheyenne, Meemaw, and Grandpa will be sleeping in your room.
Where are we supposed to sleep?
You and Van take Kira's room. Kira, you can bunk with me.
No way are those sex maniacs sleeping in my room. Put them in Jake's room.
I don't want maniacs in my room.
And while my parents are here, there will be no arguing, complaining, or talk of sex.
What's left?
Hey, Jake, you left his backpack at the condo.
Glad you're here. Mom and Daddy are coming to visit this weekend.
JV and Helen are coming?
You know my parents' names?
Of course. Your family is Brock's family, and Brock's family is...
my family.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll stay clear. I'm sure that JV and Helen are none too thrilled with me right now.
Why? Brock, Mom and Daddy have known you for 20 years. If you don't show up, they're gonna think something's wrong with this family.
Hello?
Stop by around 11:30, but be brief. And come alone.
Who would we bring?
Grandparents don't like me.
Why wouldn't they like you?
You're pregnant. I'm your husband. They're gonna put two and two together.
They're here!
Nice, happy family, just like we rehearsed it, okay?
Honey, you look terrific.
Thanks.
Why aren't you wearing the blouse that I sent you? Don't you like it?
Oh, I love it. I'm going to wear it tomorrow, so you can see me wear it all day long.
Come here, my sweet little baby girl.
Oh, Daddy, nothing takes me home like the smell of Old Spice and gunpowder.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hey, partner.
Did you bring me something?
Well, I sure did.
Wow. Real knife.
Thanks, Daddy. I'll put it with the 22 you gave him for Christmas.
Oh, look at you. Well, you've got boobs.
Aren't they great?
Yeah.
Hi, Mima.
Oh, Cheyenne, honey. Let me look at you. You are glowing.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Grandpa.
Aren't you going to introduce us to your fella?
Oh, Grandpa, Meemaw, this is my husband, Van.
Heard a lot about you, son.
I'm sorry.
Van's a little nervous about meeting y'all under the circumstances.
Oh, hoo-ha. Listen, JV and I were 19 when we got married. It's not your age that matters. It's the amount of work that you put into it. There is no greater achievement in life than a long and a happy marriage. Oh, I'm sorry, Reba.
I'm fine, Mama. Y'all come on up. You two are gonna be sleeping in Cheyenne's room.
Oh, we don't want to put the kids out.
It's no trouble. Cheyenne's in with Kira and Van's with Jake.
And you're all alone.
I'm fine, Mama.
Sure you are. For heaven's sake. heaven's sake, Reba, no wonder she got pregnant. You let them put these two beds together.
Mama, they didn't push the beds together till after they were married.
Honey, I love you, but you are walking around with blinders on.
I got a special lunch planned tomorrow to celebrate your anniversary.
We don't want to put you to any trouble.
I do. What are you making?
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans.
Woo! Have I told you you're my favorite?
Hey, we just need to grab our pajamas.
Which we sleep in every night.
Well, I'm gonna go hit the showers. I hope you still have that fancy little sponge on a stick.
What sponge on a stick?
You old fool. I told you, that is the toilet brush.
I'm gonna go take it out of the bathroom before he gets in there.
Oh, Cheyenne, Van, come over here. I brought you something.
Oh, Mima, you didn't have to do that.
Well, I sure did. You're my first grandbaby to get married. Your grandfather gave this to me on our third anniversary. See, when we got married, we couldn't afford a diamond ring, so he bought me one 3 years later and gave it to me in this locket.
Oh, my God, is there a diamond ring in here?
No, of course not.
I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, I know when you start out a marriage young, you don't have a whole heck of a lot, so you gotta make what you do have special.
Thank you.
Yes, Dawn. I just hope the two of you are going to be as happy together as I have been with your granddaddy for the last 46 years. Now, give me a hand. Let's push these two beds apart.
Well, I just finished sweeping the porch.
You swept the porch?
I made the mistake of looking bored in front of Meemaw. Well, no time to chit-chat. Busy.
Oh, Mama. I'm wearing the shirt you bought me.
Maybe I should have got that in another color. Is that all the chicken you made?
You don't think it's enough?
Well, you know me. I don't believe in skimping on portions. Like I always say, if you want to keep your man happy, keep him full. Oh, I didn't mean that, Reba. I'm sure it wasn't your cooking that drove Brock away.
And all this time, I thought it was my housekeeping.
Okay, open your eyes.
What's this for?
Well, I was thinking about that locket that Grandpa gave Mima, and we're gonna have to have memories like those if we're gonna last for 46 years.
46 years? It'll be like 100.
Dan, read the card. I wrote you a poem.
To my man, whose name is Van, lots of love, your wife Cheyenne. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, can I open it?
Yes. Well?
It's a keychain.
Mm-hmm. And you know what it's for?
No way, you got me a car?
No. Van, it's a heart keychain. Because you hold the key to my heart. Isn't that romantic?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were serious?
And that, young feller, is how you field dress a deer.
Lunch is almost ready.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, that must be Brock.
He better not make my little carrot top cry.
Hey.
Hey, Brock. Come on in. Mama, Daddy, look who's here.
Hello, Helen. JV. Happy anniversary. Fish biting lately?
Nope.
Did you try my spam trick?
Yep.
Didn't work?
Caught an 8-pounder.
Did I tell you? I brought you some things from the office.
Fuzzy floss?
3 packs.
Son of a gun. I can't stay mad at you. Hey, why don't you stay a while? We're about to eat. Why don't you tie on the feed bag with us?
JV, no. Reba didn't make enough chicken.
I told you we got plenty of chicken, Mama.
Oh, no, I can't stay, JV. A buddy of mine's waiting out in the car.
Yoo-hoo!
That's him now.
Got my pie. Wait, where are my manners? Hi, I'm Barbara Jean. Oh, I am so pleased to meet you, Mrs. McKinney, Helen, Mom. Sure what to call you.
Funny, I've thought of so many things to call you.
Mom. Okay, Mom it is.
Well, the sweat on the back of my neck tells me it's time to go. Sorry we can't stay for lunch.
Sure we can. What are we having?
Chicken.
Well, I think I'll just take your delightful pie into the kitchen.
Mama, what'd you do that for?
Don't tell me you were gonna eat that woman's pie.
No, of course not. But at least I would have waited till she left before I threw it out.
Reba, how can you let her come into your home and make a fool out of you?
One good thing about Barbara Jean, when you're with her, you never feel like you're the fool.
Well, I am not gonna eat lunch with her.
You have to! It's your anniversary lunch.
Then you shouldn't have invited her.
I didn't. Daddy did.
Because you let him.
Look, Mama, for the good of the family, I have accepted Barbara Jean as a reality in my life. It's not as bad as you think. Now, I want you to go out there, have lunch, and be civil. It's not gonna kill you.
What if it does?
Well, then I won't have to wear this shirt anymore.
Boy, you can tell the food is good when no one's talking.
Your grandfather hates me. Look at the way he's holding his knife.
Don't eat too much. Save room for my pie.
Oh, yeah, what kind was it? Is it?
Blueberry rhubarb. I heard it was JV's favorite.
That rhubarb really cleans out the pipes.
You're a hygienist. That must be fascinating work, cleaning strangers' dirty teeth all day.
Mother.
Oh, sorry. What I meant was, what a lovely blouse.
I got it at the outlet mall, but I added the sparkle myself. I'm into bedazzling.
I love the outlet malls. Of course, the closest one to us is halfway to Lubbock.
2 tanks of gas to save 40 cents.
Count your blessings. Ours is right up the street. That's why my shoes are different sizes.
Well, you can't tell, and I bet you got a great price on them.
Oh, I did. Hey, when we're done, we should go to the mall and do some shopping.
What a great idea.
What?
BJ, don't we have to do that church thing?
But Mom wants to go shopping.
Mom?
Yeah, it's my anniversary, and I want to go. Come on, Reba, it won't kill you.
But what if it does?
Well, then I guess you won't have to wear that shirt anymore.
Hey.
Hey. I made you something.
No, thank you.
Oh, try one bite. I made it myself.
Van, that's a Twinkie. Hostess made it.
Please.
Okay. Oh. Ugh. What is this?
Your wedding ring.
Yuck. What did you do that for?
I'm being romantic. I saw it in a movie once. A guy put an engagement ring in a fortune cookie.
Van, you're supposed to do that when you propose. This is just gross.
It's better than a stupid keychain.
What?
Nothing.
Well, at least a keychain is a real gift.
Well, excuse me for being romantic. I'm sorry if it's not as fancy as that poem you say you wrote.
Hey, what are y'all squabbling about in here?
I'm sorry.
Is there something wrong with him?
No, it's... Mima told us about that locket you gave her, and we're trying to make memories, but we suck at it.
I gave her a locket?
You don't remember?
Oh, dude, you are so in trouble.
Well, don't look so surprised. 46 years is a long, long, long time.
How do you do it?
Now, here's a tip. Stop trying. Look. The thing that makes a marriage last is silence. Yesterday, we drove 9 hours from Mule Shoe to Houston, and 6 of them were completely silent. We're comfortable. Nobody tries to impress the other. Now, that's what makes marriage last, silence.
Really?
Yeah, that and playful sex. Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you find anything you like, Reba?
Yeah. Socks. 10 pair for $1.
Socks? Well, you're no fun.
Maybe I'll bedazzle them.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Don't care, T-C-T.
Suck it to me. What?
How could you do that with her?
I thought you told me to be nice to her.
I meant don't throw her pie away, not start a mother-daughter lounge act.
For heaven's sakes, Reba, would you make up your mind? Be nice to her, don't be nice to her. What do you want from me?
I don't know, but not suck it to me.
Well, I'm sorry, but in my day, the rules were simpler. A woman who slept with your husband didn't bring you a pie.
Why don't you just come right out and say it? You think I'm a failure because my marriage didn't last 46 years like yours did.
Is that what you think?
Well, it's not like you've been subtle about it. There's no greater achievement in life than a long, happy marriage. Or, if you want to keep your man happy, keep him full of chicken.
I never said chicken.
Look, I know we may not look like a normal family, but in some weird way, it's working. I'm just sorry you can't see that.
You know, the first time I saw that woman waltzing through your front door, I thought that you weren't standing up for yourself. I wanted to defend you. But now I see you're letting her come over here as a sign of how strong you are, not how weak.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yeah. You are one strong, stubborn mule of a woman.
Can't imagine where I got that from.
Your daddy.
Oh.
Listen, Dom, it's clear to me that you are doing just great. The last thing you need is your old mother coming around poking her nose into your business. So I am just gonna butt out.
No, don't butt out. I'll never stop needing a mama.
Oh, good, good. Because that chicken of yours was a little dry.
Your mama and I are real proud of you, but I never had any doubt you'd hold it all together, my little firecracker.
Thanks, Daddy.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Mama. Love you.
Bye-bye, kids.
Happy anniversary. Bye. Have fun.
Boy, am I glad to have our room back.
Mama, you didn't have to put our beds back together.
I didn't. Van must have done it.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Well, then who did? Oh, that is so sweet. Grandpa and Mima still love each other. They made a memory.
In our bed.
Ooh. Oh.